It's been a week since 18-year-old Jonathan Rodriguez and his younger brother last saw their dad when I visit them in their Gainesville home.
I kind of miss him. I mean, I don't see him very often. Now he's in Irwin prison, I guess. Not prison, jail, right?
Their dad, Eligio Rodriguez Hernandez, is being held at a detention center in Ocilla, Georgia, more than 4 hours away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about what's going to happen.
He says it happened quick. A week before, his dad went to the immigration office in Atlanta with a lawyer to request a stay. But once they got there, his lawyer, Sarah Owings, says it was over.
And when we went in, we waited for the officer, and the officer said, okay, yeah, well, actually, we're going to go ahead and take him into custody.
Rodriguez Hernandez had a deportation order issued against him last year. That put him into a category for priority deportation, but he had hopes the president's action would protect him when he went to the immigration office. His lawyer Owings thought he had a strong case.
He's not a threat to the immigration system. He's not a threat to the general public. His criminal history is basically limited to traffic tickets. That's the only thing he wound up in removal proceedings because of a driving without a license charge.
Owings says she's still surprised by how quickly it happened. Besides, his son, Jonathan, is a U.S. citizen, which means had a judge not stopped the president's plan, his dad may not have faced deportation so soon.
Bueno, pues yo lo que quiero decir es que no entiendo por qué.
Francisca Delgado asks, if the president said in his action that the government would focus on deporting criminals or terrorists, why was her husband deported? Jonathan jumps in.
He's very hardworking, honest, never really does anything. No, never does anything bad to no one. He's a good man.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, or ICE, says that since the judge's decision, they're no longer checking if immigrants would be eligible for deferred deportation under the president's plan. It's unclear how many people have been deported since the injunction last month, but since October, ICE says it's deported about 4,500 people from Georgia. In the meantime, Delgado is planning to follow her husband back to Mexico to help take care of him. He has type 2 diabetes that require daily insulin shots.
My mom's afraid that he won't make it long if she's not with him.
Because of his health?
Yeah.
But Jonathan and his brother Alex want to live here in Gainesville, where they go to high school.
Me and my brother actually want to stay. And kind of like, well, I would take care of him.
So that's sort of the plan now?
Yeah, the family getting split up.
Jonathan says he was planning to go to college next year at Lanier Tech, but will now be looking for a job. As for splitting up, it's already happened. After I spoke with Jonathan and his family, they got a call that evening from their dad that he was no longer in the country. He'd already been dropped off in Mexico. LEU, WABE News.